parked and walked along Union Street to see the fantasy of lights. The Victorian buildings, both shops and homes, were twinkling red, green, and white. Joe carried Julie on his shoulders, and I laughed out loud when she parted his antlers to get a better view of the window displays. Julie clapped her hands at the sight of the snowmen guarding the entrance to Santaland, and I was elated. This was one of the wonderful things about motherhood, watching Julie make Christmas memories.
"Where to next?" Joe asked Julie. "The fishing boats will be all lit up from the Holiday Lights boat parade."
"Chocolate factory,"
she shouted from her top of Daddy's seat. And we were off to Ghirardelli Square, near Fisherman's Wharf, to see the 50-foot-tall tree decorated with giant chocolate bars, Julie's idea of the prettiest Christmas tree in the whole wide world. Yuki Castellano was in the kitchen, and there was not a holiday decoration in sight. She stirred the guacamole and then set a tray of brownies in the oven, while her husband, Jackson Brady, mixed up a pitcher of margaritas.
"I love to see you giggly," he teased in his southern accent.
Yuki giggled just hearing that. From her Japanese mother and her Italian-born American soldier daddy, she had inherited a ticklish funny bone, no tolerance for alcohol, and a decided weakness for tequila.
"You just want to take advantage of me,"
she told her husband.
"I do. My first night off in I don't know how long, and I think we should trash the bedroom."
Yuki felt the same way. She'd just finished prosecuting a case from hell, and Brady had been working overtime as a homicide lieutenant and doubling as the acting police chief. They'd barely had time for sleep, let alone each other, and it was almost Christmas. She said,
"No phones, okay? Not a single phone call. And that means both of us. Agreed?"
"Say the word and I'll fill up the sink and drown those dang things in it."
She said,
"The word,"
laughed again, and popped open a bag of chips.
"Plate all of that, will you? I'll grab the liquor."
They headed for the bedroom with drinks, chips, and dip. They'd chosen to screen an action classic that some considered the greatest Christmas story ever told. Yuki had never seen Die Hard, and was wondering now if she'd ever get to see it. Odds were she and Brady were going to be naked before the opening credits rolled.
"Don't start without me," she said. "I'll be right there."
She went back to the kitchen and turned off the oven. Brownies could wait. Cindy Thomas and her live-in boyfriend, Rich Conklin, stood on the tree-lined path that divided Civic Center Plaza. The attractions of the seasonal winter park were in full swing. Up ahead, centered on the path, City Hall was alight in wide, horizontal red and green bands. The brilliant Christmas tree in front of the impressive old granite building pointed up to the magnificent dome. Rich squeezed Cindy's hand, and she looked up at his dear face. She said,
"Are you going to forgive me?"
"For us not going out to see my family?"
"I wish I could, Richie. Your pops always makes me feel like a movie star. But I've got that interview tomorrow."
"And a deadline,"
he said.
"You think I don't know the drill by now?"
"You are the best."
"Don't I know it?"
he said. He grinned at her and she stood up on her toes to kiss him. He pulled her in and made a corny thing of it, dipping her for effect, making her laugh between the dramatic rows of trees. People cut around them, taking pictures of the view. Cindy said,
"Hang on."
She ran up ahead to the couple who had just taken a photo of City Hall.
"Sorry,"
she said to the surprised couple.
"I wonder if you might have caught me and my man in your pictures."
The woman said, "Let's see." She flicked through the photos on her phone and squealed,
"Hey, looky here."
She showed the phone to Cindy, who beamed and said,
"Can you send it to me, please?"
"My pleasure," the woman said. She took Cindy's email address and said, "There you go. Merry Christmas." Impulsively, Cindy threw her arms around the stranger, who hugged her back.
"Merry Christmas to you."